Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today, the church in the U.S. has the option of celebrating a proper liturgy for the 4th of July, Independence Day, with proper prayers for the Mass and suggested scriptural readings. America, a nation based on freedom and the unalienable rights for all its citizens, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as the Declaration of Independence famously puts it, that document, which was approved by Congress on this day in the year 1776, the birthday of our nation. Today's a day to give thanks to God for all the blessings we enjoy in this great country of ours, and pray that what God spoke of through the prophet Isaiah, referred to in today's first reading, be realized, for our nation. My people will live in peaceful country, in secure dwellings, and quiet resting places. We pray for peace for our country. But as our Lord says in today's gospel passage from John chapter 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. True and lasting peace, we know, can only come from our Lord, from Christ, the King of Peace. It is his gift, to those who seek him, who strive to live according to his commandments and his holy will. And it's true on a personal level, but it's also true on a societal level, on a national level, collectively. If we citizens of America want true and lasting peace, and we do, then we will only find it in God. In a time when religious freedom, which is a gift we enjoy, seems to be giving way to a certain freedom from religion, or at least from true religion, it is absolutely essential for us to go back to the basics in our country. Put God first. Live according to his commandments. And consequently, live out more faithfully what is greatly lacking today, what is greatly needed today. Respect for the dignity of every human person, but beginning with the unborn, made in the image and likeness of God. And further, respect for God's plan for marriage. You have one man, one woman for life, and a self-giving communion of love and sacrifice. And then family life, a reflection of the very life of the Trinity. All these being the foundation of any flourishing society. Indeed, we are a nation so richly blessed, and for that, we are a nation with much responsibility not to take for granted the blessings we enjoy, which could lose, blessings we need to share with other peoples less fortunate as much as we're able to. United we stand, divided we fall, so goes the saying. And there's much truth in that popular saying. Currently, the United States of America are not so united, but very much divided, as you know, on many levels, especially the moral and spiritual level. May we do our part as Christians, as Catholics, to be instruments of unity, yet relying on God, who is the source of all true unity. And may Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, patroness of our country, intercede for us, intercede for our country, that the culture of life might flourish in our land. Praise be Jesus and Mary.